Hey, good morning. It is January 21st, and we are starting off this podcast right. It is the Arbor Move podcast. We are going to try to go ahead and do this once a week, systematically talking about home buying and selling and all those exciting things that we're all interested in hearing about. Hopefully, with a mix of some good stories, since I have so many I need to share. My name is Mitty Matthews, and I'm with the Arbor Move team, and we're going to bring some other people on board here. Not today. Today, we're going to start out with a real basic 8-step home buying process. I know it's daunting, but it's not. This is supposed to be fun. I understand that it's a big purchase. Most people have purchased a home before. I wouldn't even say most. I would say that there's a mass amount of people just starting out right now who are thinking about buying their first home. And we are more than happy to help. We have lots of experience here, and we have seen so much that there's nothing that we can't help you get through. We have on our plate, we have so many lenders that are great with different types of situations and different things going on. We have we can definitely get you a list of lenders. You can reach out to me at any time. Let me go ahead and give you that information. It's Mitty at Arbor Move, that's like Ann Arbor. It's Arbor and Move, MOVE.com. Now you spell my first name Middy. You will also find me in any Google search. I'm pretty easy to come across. Our newest office, I'm with the Arbor Move Group at the Moore Group. I know it's confusing. We have real estate groups within brokerages. I'm more than happy to explain that to you, but the brokerage is the Arbor Move is the sorry, the Moore Group, and there are three offices for the Moore Group. There's one in Saline, there's one in Dexter, and one in Ann Arbor, and I'm currently in the Ann Arbor office. So within my Ann Arbor office, I am part of the Arbor Move team, and that is my team that I created. We are a cycling community of people out there that I service a lot of, but we have lots of clients, and we'd like to make you one of them. Anytime that you have any questions, please reach out 734-442-2225. So let's just get that out of the way. So the Arbor Move Group here is ready to walk you through the home buying process. It's a basic 8 steps. It's not that hard. But of course, if you've never done it, it can seem daunting. So one of the things we do is we would like to meet with you in person. And that's not even, I mean, in person doesn't necessarily mean face to face. It can be as much as a phone call. It can be like a screen sharing situation. We can text. All of those things are as in person as we need to get. We need you to create 2 lists, a wish list for the house that you're looking for and a needs list. You know, like certain families will have a need for 3 bedrooms versus 2. If you're a single person, you may only need 1 bedroom. You may be looking for a condo downtown, all these things. Every home buyer is significantly different, and your needs are going to be different than the guy next door. So, you know, you may need a garage, you may not care, you may need a yard, you may not want a yard. So many things are so different for everybody. We're not going to assume to know. Some people want a condo. They don't want to have anything to do with any sort of outside space or responsibilities because you travel. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons to need different things and to want different things. So make sure that your needs list should be short, as short as it can possibly be. Your needs list should have on it just the things that you absolutely must have. The wants list is a little bit different. You can have you know, I would love to have a garage, but it's not a necessity. I would love to have a yard with a fenced-in area for my dog to run, but you know what? We can put in a fence later. So that's a kind of a wants list, not a needs. So make sure those are distinctively different, and that will help us to help you. So do that, your wants and needs list, and that should be fun and interesting, and it moves and changes. I've seen people tell me one thing and they purchase completely different because they think they want something, but once they're out seeing things, it changes. It's just like your major in college might change 2 or 3 times, sometimes 16 times, who knows, before you get to the point where you're actually graduating. So once you have that, you're just scratching the surface of some things that need to get done. Your pre-qualification is really massively important. It's like going to the store without your wallet. You're not going to buy anything if you're not pre-qualified. Otherwise, a pre-qualification could also mean cash. You may have cash purchase. You may have, you know, $200,000 in cash, and that's how you're going to buy that home. And that in itself is a pre-qualification, because basically we got to know that the money is there in one way or another so that you can make this purchase. The Ann Arbor market, the Ypsilanti market, the Milan, the Saline and Chelsea and all the way up to Brighton, all these things are areas that we're happy to cover and we know them well. All these markets move fast right now. Sometimes depending on the house, there could be a very hot house on the market. You go to see it and you want to get it done. And you want to make an offer on this. It's got two, let's just say, for example, it's got two offers already and they're closing the door at 5 o'clock, but you're not pre-qualified. The probability is that you can't get in the game. You can't purchase that house. And I would hate to see that happen to you. So let's make the pre-qualification something we do pretty quickly early on in the process so that we're not wasting time or we're not looking at something that isn't what you want because you think you're pre-qualified for something or you want to spend more. You haven't run the numbers yet, so don't know what your monthly is going to look like. Just because you're pre-qualified for $500,000 doesn't mean you're going to want to spend $500,000 when you see what your outgoing numbers look like every month. Or you may find out that you're pre-qualified for more than you thought. There's lots of scenarios, you know. Just because you're pre-qualified for $300,000 doesn't mean you have to spend that. You can, you know, that's up to you. So let's run your numbers with your lender. I am not your numbers person. I'm your home purchase person. I'm going to help you. I'm going to write those contracts for you. I'm going to get the negotiations done. But your numbers are between you and your lenders. So come back to me with a pre-qualification letter. It's simple enough. Who your lender is. And again, I want to stress to you that picking a lender out of a phone book isn't always the best choice. I work with lots of lenders and have worked with lots. And they're like in any industry, there are better lenders and there are not better lenders. You know, I mean, some are newer doesn't necessarily mean they're no good. There are just lenders who won't communicate very well. And most of them are great. Many of them are wonderful. But it's always good to have a recommendation, right? Just like you'd have a recommendation for anything else. You have a doctor or anything else. You coming in with somebody who's recommended is always desirable over somebody who's not. Okay, so then we get established kind of what you're looking for, what you want to spend, and then we'll get some listing alerts set up for you, and they can be pretty specific, and it's best if I can set that up for you because it can be changed at any point in time, and I'll set it up so that you can even expand the criteria or the area that you're looking. Sometimes you think you're looking in Ann Arbor, and you start looking around, and you realize that you might really like to live in Whitmore Lake. That's a great little community too. So there's lots of things that'll change as you become more educated on the process and you get to know the areas, things change. And so we might change your listing criteria. Sometimes people find something right out of the box. They've kind of been eyeballing the market for a while. And by the time they're ready to pull the trigger, they pretty much know what they want and they're going after the house that they want. And that's fine too. Moving fast is something that I'm ready to do. Because in this market, you got to move fast quite often. If there's a house available that you find that you want, we need to go get it. You know, when I list a house, I expect in this market, if all things are done correctly, that I can have it sold in 4 days. So with that in mind, if a house is on the market and on for 4 days and you're not in the offer scenario there, it might be gone. Sometimes there's only one offer on the house and people are, when they put it on the market, are ready to sell. So if that is a good offer, it's just going to be gone. So let's keep that in mind. If we find something we like, we want to move quickly. We don't want to hesitate. we can get an offer in and retract it if it's not accepted. Also, so that's something just to keep in mind. And I can go over all of these scenarios with you and make sure that you're really comfortable doing what we're doing, because that's my job, is to make sure that you go in informed and educated and are not making hasty decisions, but you're getting what you want. So after you get the listing feed, steps four is really scheduling viewings. And I can tell you what, this week could be, it's Monday. If you are ready to go, we could be scheduling viewings by Wednesday. We could go see a house on Wednesday. In fact, I got a client last night. We're going to go out and see something tomorrow. She's calling her lender that I set her up with this morning. And by tomorrow, she might be writing an offer on a house. That's 48 hours. She's already looked at it. She's already knows what she wants. She kind of has an idea of what she's pre-approved for. And we could be under contract by Friday. That can move pretty quickly. It also can last 6 months if you are not eager and want to really explore the market. And all of these cases are fine. So let's say we find that house. We're on to step five in my timeline here. So you find the house and we write an offer. I'll walk you through the offer. There is some other paperwork that needs to go along with all of this. We have some paperwork that is between me and you and my office, stating that I'll represent you as your realtor. None of this paperwork is daunting. The offer is the biggest piece of paperwork that we'll be writing. It's 5 pages. And an offer needs to come with a pre-approval letter, an EMD. That's an earnest money deposit. Generally, in my market, it's about $1,000 per every 100,000 you're writing on. So that's a 1%. And that goes towards your down payment. So an EMD goes towards your down payment and is credited to you at the closing table. So let's say you're bringing $5,000 to the closing table and you've put $2,000 down already as an EMD. So on that day that you're closing, you're actually bringing $3,000. That doesn't make sense to you. I'm perfectly happy re-explaining that. All of these things are just, we're just touching base on them, and I will explain them all as we go along. So let's say you put in an offer. We're on stage six now, and it is accepted. Your offer's been accepted. They may make a change and send it back, and then you get to decide if you're okay with that change. Sometimes this goes back and forth a couple of times until everybody agrees that the offer is now ready to go, and it becomes a contract. So that offer becomes a contract when all parties sign. It's been bottom lined, as we say in the industry. And that means that the last party to make a change it's then accepted by the other side. Now we're under contract. Now the time to go from contract to close is about 30 days right now. That's expected. It's about 30 days from contract to close. There's a few things that need to be happening in this time period. Most of it happens in the first 10 days. So in the first 10 days, we order an appraisal. The appraisal is for your bank to make sure that the purchase price that you've agreed upon is something that they will agree upon as well. So they send in an appraiser. We also have, per our contract, usually 10 days to get our inspection done. And this is the one of the things that you'll be paying for, an inspection. And I have some great inspectors and we'll recommend those to you. The inspector comes in, you're present, you walk through the inspection with them. And what happens is the inspector is looking for anything in the house that should be functioning and is not. Sometimes people think they can come in and try to make this house perfect again. And I'll tell you that I will recommend that that's not what we are. The appraisal is, the inspection is for. The inspection is to find things that were not discoverable in our walkthrough and when you put the offer in on the house. But let's say, for example, the house is, we walk into the house and there's a crack on the wall. And that crack is something we saw when we put in the offer. Well, you put in an offer on a house with a crack in the wall. That's what you did. You didn't put in an offer on a new build. you put in an offer on a crack, a house with a crack in the wall, and possibly that crack is just where some drywall has separated, but you saw it when you put in the offer, and we have to accept that that's something that you've agreed to purchase. Something like the water heater isn't working, that's something we can ask for and we'll expect to be fixed, because these are things that a functioning house should have. Should have a functioning heating system, a functioning hot water system, air conditioning, functioning appliances, unless these things have been disclosed as not functioning, and that's what you're purchasing. So there are disclosures you'll look at. I'll explain those to you at some point. And that's disclosures are something that the homeowner needs to disclose if there are any issues with the house or have been. So we'll look at those. But your appraisal and your inspection happen in the first 10 to 15 days of this process. After that, after we jump through those hoops and make sure everything's okay, and those are, you know, really just checks and balances. We're taking a look at what you purchased and make sure it's what you think it is. And so once those check out, the last 15 days waiting for this closing are really mostly on the bank. The underwriter has the information, and he's double checking and triple checking all of your information that you gave them and making sure it's correct and that the bank is willing to give you the loan. Sometimes it feels like nothing's happening right there, but that's time when you can make sure that you're getting your cable set up to put in you've got a list of things that you're going to do. You're going to get your address changed. You're going to fill out all these forms and probably wait till last week to make sure that you get the DTE changed over and all of these things to make sure our closing date is what we think it's going to be. So those last 15 days, although they are boring, they are time for you to get packed up and make sure you've got a mover and all these other things. We finally get from the bank what we call a clear to close, which means through the TRID laws, we have then three days to sit on this to make sure there's nothing has changed and everybody is in agreement that we are going to close this. We then schedule the closing. We all show up. You sign a pile of paperwork, which is what you've agreed to do. You've agreed to pay this loan, and you will have, within that period, you'll have lots of communication with the bank and closing statements. And so you'll be able to look over the figures and everything prior to the closing. And at the closing table, typically, you will get the keys to the house. You will get the deed. You will get everything possible in order to close and own that house. The closing table is very exciting. That's 30 days from when you put in that offer, you will be having a new house and a new keys and be able to go straight home, open that door, and accept what you have purchased. It's pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting. So again, that's the kind of a run through from from meeting me and meeting my team to closing on a house. It can be as fast as about 30 days. In fact, I closed on one on Friday, which was exactly like that. The woman already knew what she wanted to purchase. And we actually, it took a little bit longer. She decided what she wanted to purchase, and they were being difficult. And in going into the condo a few times, we realized that it wasn't quite what she wanted to purchase, and they were being difficult and trying to get her to buy it as is, which means we don't get an inspection. We don't get a lot of things that I would insist on for my clients. So we put a hold on that, and I ran around and looked for expired condos in the same condo association. And found one right across the street, which is the exact same floor plan. Actually, it had three bedrooms and was slightly larger. We purchased it for the exact same price and closed on it 30 days later without hesitation, without issue. And we had a great success with that. So sometimes the house that you want is close, but not exactly what you thought it was going to be. So if you're looking for me, my name is Middy Matthews. That's M-I-D-D-Y Matthews. I'm with the Arbor Move team, and this is going to be a regular podcast. We're just going to try to explain some things to you and answer any questions that you want. If you have questions or things you'd like to hear about, please send out, send me a request at Middy, M-I-D-D-Y, at arbormove.com, or check out our website at arbormove.com. Or if you want to go directly to our search and set up a search, it's search.arbormove.com, and you can get started right away. We're happy to help you. Please reach out, 734-442-2225. You can text or call, and we are happy to get you started on your home search as early as today. So hope to hear from you soon. Thanks for listening. This is the Arbor Move podcast. Checking out.